Well, the massacre of Muslims in Myanmar. Reports coming out of the country say over 300 Rohingya Muslims are being killed in attacks by Buddhist extremists. A Muslim community leader told Press TV that at least 50,000 Rohingyas have been displaced in the fresh round of violence in the country's west. Meanwhile, the United Nations has warned that there is a dire shortage of food, water and medical supplies for the refugee camps in the region. The Association of Southeast Asian Nations has called on the international community to step in and ease the suffering of Rohingya Muslims. Myanmar's government has already been under fire for not doing enough to contain the deadly unrest. Let's go to Washington. Let's talk to Amori Salahan, Director of Peace through Justice Foundation. Welcome to the program, sir. Mr. Salahan, it sounds like the world has chosen to remain silent and sit by idly as the Buddhist extremists go on and kill Muslims. Why do you think that is so?
Unfortunately, the blood of Muslims is considered to be a cheap commodity, by those who are controlling the debates and the application of international law, as it is. Especially within the realm of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, they seem to be of the opinion that Muslim blood is cheap, and regimes like the one that is operating within Myanmar have been left to feel that they can do whatever they feel is necessary within the scope of national security to advance, their agenda.
Right. Now, Mr. Salahan, I mean, it's interesting that the West has portrayed Buddhists, these monks, as peaceful people, but it seems like they're not as peaceful.
Well, certainly not in cases like this. I'm disturbed both at the contradiction that is posed by the image and the perception of monks belonging to the Buddhist religion, but also I'm a bit disturbed also that we have not heard more from probably the most well-known former political dissident from Myanmar, Aung San Suu Kyi, who appears to be following in the footsteps of Elie Wiesel, who has been, as we all know, very eloquent when it comes to human rights violations and to genocide, except when it applies to the Palestinian people. And unfortunately, we're experiencing the same level of silence where it comes to Aung San Suu Kyi and folks within her circle. But again, as it pertains to countries like the United States, the European Union, and other so-called Western democracies that speak eloquently about human rights and fundamental freedoms, again, when it comes to Muslims, the example that should be set by these countries becomes very contradictory and very disturbing, and no doubt that's one of the reasons why we're seeing the kind of material devastation that we're seeing in the world, and the consequent devastation in terms of natural disasters.
Indeed.
I see this as a consequence of the hypocrisy that
right. We'll leave it there for the time.
Emanates from these democracies.
All right. Mauli Salahan, Director of Peace through Justice Foundation from Washington. Thanks for your thoughts there, sir.